The Football Sack.
Hey, you're listening to the Football Sack podcast, The Sack on Sunday. We've had the Friday show back on this past week, so if you haven't already, check out that. Pete hasn't joined me yet, but I see that he is pulling up his car, and he's about to arrive in the studio. Is he just... Yep, is that him coming around the corner? Yep, it is. Is that you, Pete? Oh, yep, that's his car. He's just got a new car. It's an interesting horn on it. It's one of those... it's a retro car from the 1920s. How are you going, Pete?
I have arrived! Yes, my car is pure awesome.
He's standing in the door.
Thank you.
In a big Toyota pose.
I'm here. Yeah, I made it.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It is amazing to have you back doing the Football Sack podcast as well. It has been just a little bit of a break.
It's been a few weeks, hasn't it? Rotech's done a really good job, so thank you to him. He's down in Melbourne at the moment for the Melbourne Derby.
He's down for the Cox Plate.
For the Cox Plate.
We say Melbourne Derby.
He's caught the derby at the same time and caught the drinking bug as well. So we were going to contact him on the show this morning, but he's messaged me saying, look, Matt, probably a bad idea to call. Yeah, but I don't think he pulled up too well.
Yeah, well, if you are listening, Michael, we hope that you get better very, very soon. And I recommend two Panadol and a Barocca.
Very good. And you're wearing a very nice purple outfit this morning. Goes well with your headphones there.
Oh, thank you.
It says no guts, no glory. Tell me about that.
Yes, I am actually wearing a no guts, no glory t-shirt today.
The fans are excited.
Yes, they are. They are extraordinarily excited. They are lining up to get my signature and autograph to say thank you very much for being here. Well, not really.
That shirt, it's the no guts, no glory shirt. It's been posted over to you from the wonderful lady Carly Fly. So thank you to her.
Yes.
When you do a goal celebration,
yes.
What do you call that goal celebration? We put it's called the yellow card celebration, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
When you put your shirt over your head.
Yeah, it is quite simply the yellow card celebration it is funny because Perth Glory are suggesting players, supporters to lift up their shirts and celebrate by running around like crazy.
Because underneath this shirt, on the other side of it, is a printed pattern of someone's head, either Smeltz, Travis Dodd,
or Scotty Neville.
Scott Neville.
So there you go. I have Shane Smeltz. So if you see a guy running around Sydney
with
shirt above my head, it's me.
Yeah, but at the moment, so he's tucked away inside your shirt, kind of just caressing your belly there. Smeltzy.
Shane Smoltz in my belly.
Belly.
Yeah, I like it.
Do you want to move on to some football?
I think we should. It's a little bit creepy so far.
The first game of the weekend it was on a Friday. It was Brisbane Roar versus... Oh, my goodness. Who did they versus again?
Gold Coast
United. It was the Queensland Derby. It obviously was Derby round this week. A few different derbies happening. The most obvious, perhaps, is the Melbourne Derby. But the Queensland Derby has been...
The Battle of Queensland.
The Battle of Queensland. Yeah.
See, it sounds so much better.
It's gathered a bit of heat, a bit of support, a lot of support. It was one of the first games that I went to in season, or a few, well, when Gold Coast first came into the league. And they got like 11,000 to the first game, that rivalry, and that has started. And that was on a Boxing Day. And Gold Coast won that 5-1. Not the case in this game. 3-0 to Brisbane Roar.
Yeah, look, Brisbane Roar getting a 3-0 win, it is proof that players are performing well, they're mentally there, that when they go into games, they know they can win it and not think that they can win it, and ultimately that is proving the difference for them.
Gold Coast had a reasonable game in the first half. They were using the high press, and Maron Blyberg talked about that pre-game on the Fox Sports TV show, the pre-game show. Didn't really work. Well, it worked for the first half and not so much into the second because they tired.
Yeah, it did a little bit. Look, Miron Blyberg came out with his tactics and pretty much this was the reception that he received for them.
Well, Brisbane Roar, yeah, well, they didn't have the best game. And Ange Postecoglou after the match said as much.
But look, after all, it is the sign of champions if they can still play poorly and still win games. It is proof that they are a beautiful side.
That's right. What does a team need to do to beat Brisbane Roar?
You're asking the wrong guy. on FIFA, I just turned down the level of special.
Amateur. So that
they go on to amateur or beginner.
Beginner.
And look, I beat them every time, 31-0.
For me, Gold Coast were kind of relying on their fitness, but that didn't pan out because about 60 minutes into the match, they were done and dusted. And for a team to be using the high press, they can't use it all match because they're going to tire out, especially since Brisbane Roar is one of the fitter teams in the competition. So, yeah, 3-0 result there to Brisbane Roar. They are going gangbusters, 31 games undefeated now. Third game, they've won. Have they? They've won every game. No. Have they?
Yes.
They have. Yes. Three games winning.
No.
We'll confirm that.
We will.
We'll get back to you later in the show. The second game.
But look, I think the major story which did come out of this game was obviously the Dylan McAllister case, whereby he was bitten by a redback spider midweek. And I think it is only fair that I do get to play some of this. Spider-Man does whatever a Spider-Man. Oh, yeah. It's the original Spider-Man theme song. Dylan McAllister has been named the newest Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And look, it is a bit of a kick in the backside to Zeljko Kalic, who was known as the Spider when he was playing in goals.
Very true.
But look, Dylan McAllister, he's doing everything right at the moment.
He got bitten by a redback spider. And so I was wondering whether there's a joke there. An Adelaide defender bit him. No? Crickets? Crickets? You didn't like that joke? Oh. Oh, well, not even Sergio Van Dijk.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Okay. Goodbye, crickets, and hello, cheese.
Yes.
That is brilliant.
All right, let's move. That was, definitely the best part of that.
It was.
That game was the preluding story.
It was. Okay, that Sydney was the build-up.
Sydney FC got their first win. Both you and I are very happy. 2-1 win over Adelaide United on a Saturday afternoon. Brilliant crowd out there again at Adelaide. 12,000, over 12,000 packed out Hindmarsh.
Yeah, look, the football on display there was really good. High quality. The passing was not too bad either. I guess the Adelaide goal, which Dario Vidicic did score, bit of a mistake by Beauchamp to head back across goal, and miscommunication between Boschart and Alvin Nishevsky.
Yeah.
So a bit of a mistake there, but look, Dario Vidicic deserves the goal. He's been playing fantastically.
But then he got injured. We're hoping it's just a corked thigh, and also the other marquee in the match, Brett Emerton, injured as well, but possibly just a cramp for him. So both players hopefully back next week. Fantastic! Sydney FC won 2 goals. Not only did they win, they came from behind, and they're not really known for coming from behind. Jamie Coyne and Nick Carl getting the goals there. For mine, Terry Antonis had a wonderful match. Beautiful.
The few Sydney FC supporters who did make the trip, these were the sounds coming from the away end. Terry Antonis, well
very
done.
Very respectable. Well done. That's a tennis well crowd, done. I feel.
Yeah, it was. We didn't see the very many Sydney supporters making the travel across. But those who did travel were treated with a display of excellence by Terry Antonis there.
Yeah.
He has really come into his own. Like, the football that he's displaying, fantastic.
He's growing
and
as a player, isn't he?
Bulked up as well. He's
bulked up.
He's hitting the gym.
He's confident on the ball and in tackles as well. His strength on the ball. So good on him. I'm not sure if we gave him any points in our the Football Sack Player of the Year award. I'll have to check that on the match report, but I reckon he deserves some. Talking about that Player of the Year award, if you haven't already seen, listeners, on each match report, we give 3-2-1 points to players on the pitch. They'll sometimes correlate with what Fox Sports does for the Johnny Warren medal at the end of the year, but not this week. I think in the Brisbane game, we gave Maceo Richters 2 points, and he got none for Fox Sports.
Oh,
I know.
Well, I guess this is because the people at Fox Sports, they're generally just sitting there going, this I don't think they deserve points.
They gave all three allocations to Brisbane Roar, and I don't think, I think Maceo Richters, he was standout. He's talking about strength on the ball and bulking up. He's massive. His kind of shoulder muscles there, second to none.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty big. Call,
big call. But no, he had a beautiful, a great match. Gold Coast United seemed to be a much more complete side with him there. We went back to talking about the Gold Coast match there, Gold Coast Brisbane.
We did. Now let's move
forward. We can move forward, yeah, to the derby.
Yes, the Melbourne Derby, the big one.
Yeah, 39,000, then 9.5.
Yeah, 39.5, good crowd.
Great crowd.
Which was good. Looking at how that game was, it was a boring 0-0 draw. Hmm. Nothing exciting really happened.
Did you fall asleep?
Yes, I did.
You like your football, don't you?
Yes, I do.
But you fell asleep in this match.
Yes, I did.
Tell me more.
Well, I was dreaming of sunshine.
No, tell me why. Tell me why.
why did I fall asleep? The game just was nowhere near as exciting as it could have been. I lasted probably about 15 minutes in after I saw Lee Broxham's two challenges, which he probably could have got a card for, diving in studs up.
Awful haircut.
What have you. And also, he should get red carded for that haircut. We have said this before. If you have a rubbish haircut, we will bag
we
you
will
out for
pull
it.
You up.
So, Lee Broxham, get your haircut.
Yeah, just shave it all off.
Yeah.
He's got, what do you call that? It's a mohawk, but it's just like one of those styled kind of
it's
number one.
It's just
mohawks.
Rubbish. It's just absolute rubbish. Melbourne victory. We said this again last week. Mehmet Jurakovic, his tactics are coming into question. And a lot of people are saying it's not tactics which lose your game. It's players. So whether or not Melbourne victory could have a problem
they've
with
got
players.
They've got the players. They've got plenty of forward attacking players. They've yet to score a goal. They're the only team in the A-League at the moment that have not scored a goal. So what does Jurakovic have to do? He has to do something. He has to get that system working. He has to get it working.
If he doesn't, you got... Yeah, we've got Kevin Muscat.
Kevin Muscat just knocking
Kevin
on
Muscat.
The door.
He's just there, knocking. He's waiting to go.
I think he'll be knocking for a while. I think the Melbourne board will have faith in Jurakovic for at least the season, I would say. Or at most the season.
Let's hope so.
Talking about tactics.
Yes.
Lavichka for Sydney FC got it right. And that
surprised.
We don't often say that. But Brett Emerton, Carol Kissel and Terry Antonis. Last week, Brett was on the left and he got... Lavichka got a bit of flack for putting him there. This week he was still on the left, but those three players, they kind of moved around quite a lot, and I was really impressed with that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a set position or set role. Everyone just kind of merged, and they all played their midfield very, very well, mixing it up a lot. Carol Kissel switched and played on the left sometimes in the center of the park, and they all. Everything just flowed for Sydney there.
It would have been hard for Adelaide to keep on top of that. And it was. It definitely showed because Adelaide were a different team to what they were last week. And that was definitely in no part due to Sydney FC.
Of course.
Definitely in part to Sydney FC. In no part to Sydney FC, I think I said, which is the opposite of what I meant.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yesterday, you were at the W League.
Yes, I was.
You were Twittering. For the W League game, for the football sack, I should mention, and for a number of other people as well.
Yes, I couldn't feel my hands last night at all, tweeting for four accounts at once.
But thank you for doing it for us.
No worries.
For listeners who only listen to the podcast and don't check us out on Twitter, the football sack.
I don't know why would people do that. It's just silly. If you don't have a Twitter account, make one. It's not that hard.
Because, why do they do that? Because we tweet every Hyundai A-League game live.
I like that.
And we also do some W League games, which we'll definitely do the one on television, but you were actually at the game. Good game? Bad game?
Look, both teams cancelled each other out very well. It was Sydney FC 1, Brisbane Roar 1 at the end of that fixture.
Grand final rematch.
Pretty much, yeah. Look, the crowd probably could have seen a few more people there, but Sydney FC have welcomed the initiative whereby if you are a Sydney FC member, you can get into every W League game for free.
Pretty good.
Newcastle Jets have done the exact same thing, so look out for that. Sydney FC's goal by Rene Rollison, beautiful. 35 yards out, straight to the top corner, perfect.
Yeah, no, very, very good goal. I was quite impressed. I was always also impressed, and I'm going to get this wrong, Rapinoe. I got that right.
You got it right.
Yeah.
You got it right at long last.
American import Megan? Megan Rapinoe. Good on her because she's over here for a two-game stint only, and that's a big commute for two games. And a big, I guess she was doing a preseason with them as well.
Yeah.
But to come over from America and do... just the two games for the W League side of Sydney FC. She was impressive.
She was. Her football is just second to none. She played centre forward alongside Sarah Walsh, but moved back into the midfield and moved out wide to the left every so often as well. She played a couple of cheeky passes as well. She's good.
I think it was Annie O on Beyond the 90 who was saying that in America they've got a lot of skillful players, but over the W League is perhaps a bit more... What was the word that you used, Annie O, over there in the corner? Can you hear me now? Technical
is a good word.
The W League is a bit more technical. So great to see. And there's a lot of American players come across to improve their game and possibly just to get some game time while the W League, while the American League is
and
off.
And chill up, because just why wouldn't you want to hang out in the Australian summer?
Very true. We've got another foreign import playing for Melbourne Victory, and she's the captain of the club, Jodie Taylor.
There you go.
And she is blogging for the Football Sack.
Really?
Do you know that? Have you read that yet?
Yes, I have.
good blog.
It is.
Nice to see her thoughts on the league and the game that she's playing.
Yeah,
that is football.
She started off at Tranmere Rovers, a club which I try and follow as much as I can over in England. And I'm looking forward to seeing Jodie play when Sydney FC versus Melbourne Victory happens in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, so if you'd like to check out her insights into the game, jump on the Football Sack website.
For the latest news, opinion, match reports, and for more on the A-League, head to our website at thefootballsack.com.
We've got competitions running.
We do.
Supernova. Plenty of comps. We're going to have a bit of a rejig of how the competition works. I haven't told you this yet, so you're looking at me in surprise.
Okay.
But what we're going to do is basically change it to... I thought we'd just, like, mix it up.
Yes.
You're going to be predicting the matches. Predicting the score of the match and the goal scorer. Very similar to last season, how we had a competition running each week to give away Sydney FC tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You had to predict the home game result for Sydney FC. This season, we're going to do it for across all the clubs, I believe. Perth, Central Coast Mariners, and Melbourne Heart. We've got tickets to give away to all of those teams and their matches. Not all the matches. All the matches for Perth Glory, their home matches.
Yes.
A select four or five from Central Coast and 10 from Melbourne Heart. So if you are one of their supporters from these three teams, or if you're going to be going to an away game and want to win yourself some tickets.
John, look, if you know someone who hasn't been to an A-League game and keeps saying, oh, no, I don't want to follow the A-League, and you put in an application, see if you can win these tickets.
Yeah.
And if you do, who knows, they might be going on like this. Party whistle time!
You could buy them a party whistle as well, just so they can do that noise.
I think so.
I'm sure it won't get annoying.
No, not at all. Imagine this, 90 minutes. Just 90 minutes of this.
Well, we saw it at the World Cup.
I think 90 minutes of this would go over well with Perth Glory.
Please stop. So hopefully we have that competition up and changed by next week. If it's not, it'll be the current competition, which is all individualized. It depends on my computer fixing itself.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned. The way to get into those competitions is there is a banner ad at the top of our page on thefootballsack.com. You'll see it flashing there. Very easy to find, so jump on that.
Now, Matt, I just wanted to point out, you are walking with a walking stick at the moment. You used to sound like this. Not really.
Yeah, I was a
wrong sound effect.
I was a steed.
Yeah, you were a steed, no.
Running around. we can keep that. I think that fits. I'm a steed. I'm a stallion in the sack.
Just turn off your microphone right now. Yes, you were running around like crazy, trying to get to everything and go to as many football games as possible.
I was.
Now, what has actually happened to you?
I've broken my toe.
Ouch.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I was running around like a stallion.
Like a stallion.
So you can't underestimate my commitment to football, because I'm here. I'm on. You've given me a walking stick, so thank you for that.
No worries.
I'm hobbling along.
It is a dodgy walking stick.
You want my position as host of the Football Sack podcast, don't you?
Pretty much, yeah.
I know what you're doing.
Do I?
No. Just sit there and hit the buttons for me, and I'll host the show.
Sounds good.
We're having a lot of fun today with the sound effects on the show, Pete. Well, a few weeks ago, I did mention to you that you were only using two sound effects,
so
we had a whole
collection.
And you've started to use them, so thank you for that.
No worries.
There's a few games happening today on Sunday.
Yeah,
we are the sack on Sunday, so we can't get across the games that happen on Sunday, unfortunately. But they are, Pete.
Newcastle Jets versus Central Coast Mariners. Now that game,
it's the
derby. It's the F3 derby. Get excited.
Yeah.
Get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Fully expect it to be a boring 0-0.
I think it'll be a draw, but I don't think there won't be goals. I think there will be one or two goals apiece. people will be looking, Newcastle Jets fans, players will be looking to impress Gary Van Egmond, the new coach.
Gary Van Egmond.
Van Egmond, I'll get that right the second time.
That's right.
Yeah, they'll be looking to impress him. He's not coaching the match, but he'll be there, I would assume.
He'll be there in the stands,
yeah,
watching the game and writing down in his little notepad all the tactics and what have you.
And often what happens is that players look to make an impression upon a new coach, and therefore the results kind of fluctuate.
Of course.
For the better in the first few weeks.
But the other game, which is happening on Sunday, is Perth Glory versus... The goats have entered the studio again.
We're going to alienate all our Phoenix fans with that sound effect.
I think we are. Can we please set up a fence so that way the goats stop coming into the studio? Look, as I was semi-saying there before
you know
these goats
doing?
Stupidly interrupted me.
You know what they're doing? They're knocking on the door.
There we go.
See, I'm just power playing you because I'm the host. I'm just saying.
All right. Anyway, look, it is Perth Glory versus Wellington Phoenix. I am wearing my No Guts, No Glory t-shirt in excitement for this game. Perth Glory will end up winning this game 164-0. It will be a basketball score.
Bold. It's the distance derby. Mark Bosnich has coined that phrase. The distance derby between Phoenix and Glory happening this afternoon. Or this evening, us being the sack on Sunday. You'll probably be listening to this tomorrow, which is a Monday, and thinking, no, this game's been played out. We apologise.
And if it hasn't actually ended 164-0, well, I take
that's
no
a valid,
responsibility for that.
Well, I think that's a valid prediction.
Yeah, sounds good. I've actually added that to my A-League prediction table, which is on our website.
Have you really? And so that must have put them pretty up
well,
on the table.
Well, their goal difference is phenomenal at the moment.
So that ladder that Pete's talking about, it is great. I'm really impressed by Tom Nelson, who put this together for us, for the Football Sack. It's a ladder predictor. So what you can do is jump on the Football Sack website and predict how your team is going to... You put in all the week's games, or as many games as you like. You can put in one game and see how that will affect the table. Click update on the table, and the ladder will fix itself for how you've perceived, how you've put those games down for. It's amazing.
It is pretty cool. I'm just putting it out.
It's a great tool for fans, for pundits even. So
I'm not the only one who is excited for this. We've also got... Well, we've even got horses excited for this.
That was me.
Calm down.
In my stallion
relax
mood. So that ladder predictor, head to the predictor tab on the Football Sack website. It's pretty awesome. Tell your friends because it's great. I think we've covered all the games. We've talked about the competition. Just on the competition, if... You're not going to be able to attend the game if you live in, say, for example, not pointing any fingers, but if you live in Canberra and you enter the Perth Glory competition, you might then win the competition. And if we then contact you and say, would you like the tickets?
Do you get free flights to Perth?
No.
Now, this was actually a question I got asked by some of my American supporters asking, if I enter this competition, can I get free flights?
I'll tell you what, we'll give you 100% of the Football Sack's budget, and that can be the prize. How about that?
That is pretty
That's
awesome.
A big prize, isn't
that
it?
That is a massive prize. You should be extraordinarily excited. So if you aren't going,
we'll include that with the tickets.
I like
100%
it.
Of the Football Sack's budget for the year. Rather than doing the Pete Goes Supernova rant...
What? You're cutting my section? What the hell, dude? Anyway, yeah. I'm not annoyed at all.
There's a rant about a rant there. Rather than doing that, I thought I'd question you this week, because we've got this wonderful media guide here from the Hyundai A-League FFA guys. I've got some questions for you. Records.
Shoot, let's see what we got.
Just testing your knowledge.
Okay.
And this is good for our listeners as well, because they can go away and look smart by knowing these facts.
Okay. Do I have lifelines, though? Can I phone a friend... Or
yeah, you can totally phone a friend. The fastest goal in the Hyundai A-League ever. How long is it? How many seconds?
It's
and some, who?
I have a feeling it's about 20 seconds or 30 seconds in.
Lewis Brain from Adelaide United. That was back in 05. 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Yeah.
So I've already got off to a poor start.
Poor start.
It's all right.
You might get this one. The most penalties, approximate number. You can get if you get the number, good on you. But the most penalties, and which team as well?
So who's been awarded the most
who's
penalties?
Who scored the most penalties?
Musket. I'll put his hand up there.
Yeah, you're right.
And
how many?
How many? I'm going to phone a friend and see what she thinks. So, Anne O'Dong, can you please help me out here?
20.
I think I'm going to go with 20. Can I lock that in?
You can. It's wrong. 20. Oh. You're close. 20.
What the hell, Anne? Come on!
Oh, I know we're in Supernova, Pico Supernova, but just keep your... You'll wreck the mic. all right. 23. Good. Yeah, it was pretty close. It was pretty close. But yeah, you're right. Kevin Muscat obviously scoring the most penalties in the Hyundai A-League.
Now, I have a question for you.
Okay.
How much does Carlos Hernandez weigh?
Not 70 kilos, yes! Like it says in this guide.
That media guide is screwed up. It says that Carlos Hernandez is 70 kilos. If he weighs 70 kilos, I would, like, be non-existent.
Yeah. What do you weigh?
I'm 60.
I'm 75. He's not between us.
He's not between
no
us.
No way. I have one final question for you.
Let's see if I can get this.
The youngest player to ever play in the Hyundai A-League. Approximate age?
No.
You could probably give an exact age. I'd accept that. I'm going to say, no, it's not a Perth Glory guy. Counting down.
My A-League knowledge today is horrible, but it's probably because
this is a hard one. It's tough.
I don't actually have a media guide myself, so I haven't been able to study this week.
We'll try and source you one.
Thank you.
Just a guess?
Well,
I'll give you the team, well, shall I? Newcastle Jets.
Okay, Ben Kantorovsky, he was like 16.
He's the second youngest. So you're close.
Newcastle Jets, youngest. No, I got nothing, sorry.
James Virgili?
James Virgili from last season. This is horrible. I've done
He
really
debuted poorly. On January 09, in 09, yeah.
I've let everyone down. I am ridiculously sorry.
I'll give you the penalties one, because that was pretty close. Kevin Muscat, you got Kevin Muscat and 23. So good job there,
Pete.
Thank you. So that was Pete Goes Supernova, but not.
But not.
That's just about all we've got time for on the Football Sack Podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you haven't checked out the Friday show, which is recorded on a Friday, obviously, Jack Quigley is he's a stalwart of the Football Sack. He knows his stuff, and he's talking all things. He actually revealed to, the world, really, about the training facility or the facility being built up in Lismore, which is where the Friday show is based.
But listen to the Football Sacks Friday show to find out more about that, because we don't want to send out spoilers here. You have to listen to the Friday show for it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they're getting a wonderful guest on the show next week to discuss all things about that and reveal some pretty cool things.
That was the Football Sack Podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes to stay up to date with all of the football action across Australia.